This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We have a very interesting topic today. The Gemara is speaking about the mitzvah of Oina. The context that the Gemara was speaking about was on Samach Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara says that if someone makes a neder that they aser the hana of Tashmish on themselves, Mamela, their wife, can't live with them. So Beis Shammai says you could do that for 2 weeks, Beis Hillel says 1 week. The Mishnah says Talmidim could go out to learn Torah without permission for 30 days. Payalim, 1 week. And then the Mishnah says, what is the Oina that it says in the Torah? Tayalim, basically people don't have a regular job daily. Payalim, twice a week. Donkey drivers, once a week. Camel drivers, once in 30 days. Captains, once every 6 months. What about Talmidei Chachamim? So the Mishnah already said that Talmidim could go out for 30 days. But the Mishnah doesn't say the Oina for Talmidei Chachamim. Right? It's almost conspicuously absent. Because it says Talmidim could go out without Rishus for 30 days. Okay, what about with Rishus? In other words, what is the regular standard Oina? Because it talks about Tayalim, Payalim, Chamarim, Gamalim, Saponim. But what about the Oina of Talmidei Chachamim? So that the Gemara talks about. The Gemara is on Samach Beis Amud Beis. Okay, the Gemara on Samach Beis Amud Beis asks, what is the Oina Ho'amura L'Talmidei Chachamim? The Gemara says, here, let me bring it up. The Gemara says, Oina Shel Talmidei Chachamim Emas, Am Rav Yehuda Amar Shmo, Me Erev Shabbos La Erev Shabbos, from Friday night to Friday night. The Gemara darshins the Pasuk, Asher Piryo Yitain Be'itai, Am Rav Yehuda V'Yitim Rav Huna V'Yitim Rav Nachman, Okay, so it's very nice the Gemara talks about it. But why doesn't the Mishnah talk about it? Why does the Mishnah talk about everybody else? The Mishnah talks about Talmid Chacham could go out without Rishus for 30 days. But the Mishnah doesn't talk about this, the Oina for Talmid Chacham. Why would it only talk about people who work and not Talmid Chacham? So this is a question basically all the Mefarshim deal with. Let's start with the Maram Shif. I have to say that the Maram Shif is probably from the least learned of all the Mefarshim. However, there are two groups that learn the Maram Shif. Yeshiva Chavetz Chaim, where I learned, the Iker Perush is Maram Shif. The Iker Perush is Maram Shif. In fact, one time, I met a very big Gadol B'Yisrael that had a shtickle Ruach HaKodesh, and when I was a Bacher and I used to learn, he looked at my forehead, and this is what he told me. He said, I could see from your forehead, you learned the Maram Shif. You hear this? Somebody who is known to have some connection. I remember very clearly. How old was I? Maybe 15 years old. He said, I could tell from your forehead, you learned the Maram Shif. Anyway, Maram Shif is very dear to me. Also by Skver. Skver Chassidim are very into the Maram Shif. In fact, there's a Skver Chassid who wrote 4 volumes on the Maram Shif on Ksubas. It's the most cryptic. The reason why it's not learned so much is nowadays the style of learning is very outside. It's not what we call Meneu Bay. It's not what we call assembly line. In the question and the answer of the Gemara, the question and the answer of Tosfos, what did the Makshin hold? What did the Tarzan hold? It's a very difficult, grueling way to learn. But anyway, the Maram Shif says like this: Hadoloi mefarish v'masnis in oina shel Talmidei Chachamim, efshar loymar k'mashikas of Chazal. Says, why does the Mishnah not say the oina of Talmidei Chachamim? You could say, like Chazal tell us in the upcoming parsha, Navayitz v'Yishlach, it says by the camels ubenehem shloishim. The Gemara darshins ubenehem zachar k'negen nekeva, that it doesn't say talk about the camels. That camels, because they're tzanua b'tashmish, right? By all the other animals, it talks about the males and the females, males and the females. By the camels, it talks about the mother and the child. It doesn't talk about male and female. Why? Because since camels are tsanua betashmish, the pasuk doesn't mention them. So too, by Talmid Chachamim, who are tsanua betashmish, the Mishnah doesn't discuss it. Even when the Gemara discusses it, the Gemara never says when. The Gemara asks when, and the Gemara says, May Erev Shabbos li Erev Shabbos. What do you mean, May Erev Shabbos? But when? Again, it sort of dances around. It's a way of saying it in a more discreet manner. So in other words, according to the Maram Shif, the first Mahalach of the Achronim, is that the reason why the Gemara doesn't talk about the Oina of Talmid Chachamim is because since it's Sanua, therefore they sort of hide it. Okay? That's the first Mahalach. But we're going to see there are a number of Mahalachim, and there are actually some very interesting Nafkaminas L'Halacha. So that's the Maram Shif. This is the big kash of the Maram Shif, the Karban Nesanel. Karban Nesanel says, V'hadol and mefarish v'masnis in oinah shal tamei chachamim. He says, look in the Ran, look in the Maram Shif, because they're tsanua betashmer shalei pirsimu hatana. We learn from the Pasuk, Gamala menikas v'b'neim. Says the Karban Nesanel, I would add that the Mishnah alludes to the oinah of tamei chachamim. It talks about donkey drivers once a week. And Talmidei Chachamim are compared to donkeys, like the pasuk Yisachar Chamor Garem. Yisachar was caused by a donkey. When Leah said, you know, to Rachel, when Leah said to Yaakov, I have you now. So, according to Maram Shiva, it doesn't say it explicitly, because Talmidei Chachamim are tsanua, and according to Karban Nesanel, it's alluded to. Fine. Let's see the next Mahalach. The next Mahalach is the Ran. Ran asked, Tmihani, why doesn't the Mishnah say when the Oina of Talmid Chachamim is? Says the Ran, V'nirali she'in le'Talmid Chacham Oina Kvua. They don't have a set time. Why? She'kivan she'shaninu sha'at Talmidim yoytzim sh'loi b'shush lo'y shim yoyim. Since we learned that Talmidim go out without permission for 30 days, according to Rabbi Elazar, and according to the Chachamim, they could actually go out 2 or 3 years, like the Gemara says, which means Mashma de'oinas Talmid Chachamim hadorim be'iram gam ke mishtanim kfi mashehim tzrichan. It's Mashma that the oinah of Talmid Chachamim that are in the city changes based on their needs. What does that mean, on their needs? On how much they need to learn. Lenadeit sheinam einayim be'inyan limudam. How much they have to banish sleep from their eyes to learn, ulatroyach boy, and to be matriach. V'hadavar yadur she'in kol zmanim shavim. Everybody knows not all times are the same. Sometimes they might be involved in a sugya. It requires a very strenuous effort. So it comes out that Talmid Chachamim, it's not every week, and it's not every Friday night. Sometimes they're more immersed. That which the Gemara says once a week, that's if they haven't creatively come up with something new. And because it is known that it's not always, the Mishnah didn't teach the Oina. In other words, it's not like clockwork. It's not steady. It's not once a week. It's not every Friday night. Why? Because the Gemara says, since they could go out without rishus, whether it's 30 days or 2 to 3 years, and that would be a common occurrence, you can't legislate once a week or every Friday night. That's why, according to the Ran, the Mishnah doesn't say this man. Now, I believe this sefer is called Bnei Ahuva. Bnei Ahuva was written by Rabbi Yonis and Ibishitz. It's a parish on the Rambam. And Rabbi Yonis and Ibishitz says, he quotes the Ran, and the Ran says that which it's not mentioned in the Mishnah, the Oina of Talmid Chacham, which is once a week, because it's only if they were not Mechadish anything. Says Rabbi Yonis and Ibishitz, so does that mean that they're basically always exempt? He says, even though they're not Mechuyav every week, it's a mitzvah. They come up a mitzvah ika lekai melel Shabbos after chiyuv aleka. Why? from the fact that Rabbi Yannai overturned the bed because he said if Yehuda was around, he would not be mevatel the oina. Remember that Gemara on Samach Beis Amud Beis that Rabbi Yannai said it must be Yehuda is not around. Yehuda, my son-in-law, must have died because if he didn't come home to mekayim his oina, he must not be alive. What do you mean? What's the raya? Maybe he had a chiddush this week and that's why he didn't come back. Must be, even if you have a chiddush, you're not mechuyev, but it's a mitzvah. Well, especially, in other words, Yehuda, it's not possible for a Talmud Chacham not to have chiddushim. And Rabbi Yannai trusted in the righteousness of his son-in-law that if he would be alive, he would come home to mekayim the mitzvah. Okay? So according to the answer, the Maram Shif, the oina is every Friday night. Why didn't the Mishnah say it? But according to the Ran, it's not every Friday night. It's only if sort of a recommendation. But if they're immersed in learning, they're pater. Is it a mitzvah? Rabbi Yonah and Ibishit says it's still a mitzvah. The Pnei Yeshua comes along. One second. Let's see if I copied this. Is it here? Yeah. Comes the Pnei Yeshua, and the Pnei Yeshua says, that, interesting, that the reason why the Mishnah doesn't say the Oina of Talmid Chachamim, which is once a week, or Friday night to Friday night, is because it only lists the Oina that are alluded to in the Psukim in Vayishlach, that we learn out from the Psukim, Izim Asayim, that according to the strenuousness of the work, that's to that extent is the exemption of Oina. But regarding Oina Talmid Chacham, which is not Merumas Bechlau Ba'iraisa, it has no connection to the drasha of Izim Masayim, but rather okay, now listen to this. Says in Pnei Yeshua, a chiddush nifla. Says in Pnei Yeshua, you know why the Mishnah doesn't say the oina of Talmid Chachamim? Because it has nothing to do with the mitzvah of oina. The reason why the Gemara says Talmid Chachamim are Me Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, it's not that the oina is Friday night. It's their mekayim the mitzvah Friday night als oineg Shabbos. So it's not a din in oina. It's a din in oineg Shabbos. The reason why the Mishnah doesn't list it is because the reason Talmid Chacham do it Friday night, it's not that it's a din in the mitzvah beinish l'ishtei. It's a din in oineg Shabbos. So it doesn't belong in this masechta. It's not connected to the subject matter. He says, loy dami klal l'shar oinois shehin mishum lesa din ashoy sehen. All the other oinas are because of the desire of the wife. She'en on misratzos el bekach. This is when they want it. Ma'she'en ke'en oinas ha'mecham. As opposed to the zman of tin chachamim, the wife is moichel. Why? She knew what she was getting into. She knew she marries this guy, he's going to be learning. So to speak, she's moichel on the regular oina. El amai, so why do tamicham choose Friday night? It's a mitzvah of oineg Shabbos. So it's not a din in ishus. It's not a din of beinish l'ishtai. It's a din in oineg Shabbos. Ilav de Shabbos zman oineg ushevisahu loy hayu oivrin alaynas ala yigra. If it would not be a zman of oineg, they would not violate oinas ala yigra, even if they would go without it many Shabbosos. Why? Mistoma hanosha misratzis b'kach. Probably the wives allow it. She is asko baleim b'toira. It's like we find yoitzin shaloi b'shush shaloi shemayim. So the din of Friday night is not a din in oina. It's a din in oinek Shabbos. So halacha lemaisa, if a talmid chacham goes 30 days without, so according to the Maram Shif, not correct. The zman oina is mayor of Shabbos or of Shabbos. According to the Ran, it's fine. That's why the Mishnah doesn't say the Zman of Talmid Chachamim. Rabbi Yonis and Ibishit says it's still a mitzvah. The Pnei Yeshua says it's stam, it's a din in oinik Shabbos, it's not a din in oina. That's how That's how Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz, that's how the Pnei Yeshua learns. Now we come to an amazing Tosfos Yom Tov. This is, I guess, the lumdus of it. The Tosfos Yom Tov brings the Kasha, the Ran. Why doesn't the Mishnah say from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos? He says, because Ran v'tamani, lama lo hizkur Mishnah say, nevenirali, she'en le'tamar chacham oina kvua. Talmud Chacham does not have a set oina. Shekivan sheshaninu yoitzin shalai brishus. Because once the Mishnah says you could go out without rishus, Rebbe Lezer 30 days, according to Rabbanon 2 or 3 years, that's the answer of the Ran. That it's not set. Says the Tosfos Yom Tov, I disagree with the Ran that Talmud Chacham don't have oina. I hold, they do. It's once a week. However, there's no din, it has to be Friday night. The din is once a week. Friday night's when they choose to do it. V'lashon HaRambam, Perek Yedalad, Mehilchos Ishus, Simen Ayin Vav, Tamichachom Oinosim Pamachos V'Shabbos. Why? Mimnei Shetamot Torah Matish Koichan. V'derech Tamichachom L'Shabbos Mele Shabbos L'Shabbos. Listen carefully to Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't say that the Oina of Talmid Chachamim is Friday night. The Rambam says it's once a week. The derech is to fulfill it Friday night. So the Tosfos Yom Tov asks, but doesn't the Gemara say Oina shel Talmid Chachamim emas amridam Shmuel erev Shabbos asher per yitain beitai smasha dafka Friday night because it's kafi avodasai. So isn't the Gemara mashma it's dafka Friday night? Says the Tosfos Yom Tov. See if I have the next page here. Oh, ukefi koicha. Therefore, Talmid Chacham that the Torah's mateshes koicha, they didn't put the oina only on. Meaning, pashtus is that the chiyuv is dafka Friday night. That Torah is very strenuous. Torah takes everything out of you. Elamai Friday night. Yet there's menucha and there's rest. And therefore, the Talmid Chacham has the strength Friday night. So isn't the Gemara Mashma, not that it's once a week and the Chacham choose to do it Friday night, that there's a din that the rest of the week they're pater and this is when they're chayiv. So maybe it's Dafka Friday night. So Tess says to Tosfos Yom Tov, no. Nearly, the Mehacha Nafgilahu, the Hoyle, Umishnasenu Loishano, Inazim Shaltim Chachamim. That it must be from here we learn that since the Mishnah did not say when the Oina of Talmid Chachamim is, you know what? Hainu Taima, Shalafish and Ishtanu Ba'inasan. It's because it depends. Ikar Adin Pamachas B'Shavua. The din is once a week. And their derech is to choose Friday night. Lafikach Loishana Loizev Loizev. It didn't say their Oina and it doesn't say when they choose. The Ikar Adin Hainu Pamachas B'Shua Loimotzi L'Mishnei. You can't say once a week Mishum She'enu Miyachid Shum Laila Milayla Shavuah V'Temicham Miyachdim Lem Leila Shabbos. I mean, you can't say once a week. Why can't you say once a week? Says a Tosfos Yom Tov, look at this lashon. Mishum she'enoi miyached shum laila milele hashavua. There's no designated time. The Talmid Chachamim designate Friday night, but you can't say Friday night because that's not meyikar hadin. Because they could do it any night. Therefore, the Tana leaves it out completely. So, in other words, it can't say once a week. Because it doesn't, it's not in the designating a time. And the Talmid Chachamim are meyachid. Oh, this is what he's saying. What do you want the Mishnah to say? Once a week? That sounds like all nights are the same. But they're not. The Talmid Chachamim designate Friday night. Elamai, you're going to say Friday night? You can't say that. That's not my Yikar Adin. That's just their choice. So it left it out completely. In other words, neither way would be clear. To say once a week, it's not true. Because the Talmid Chachamim designate a certain night. You can't say that night because it's not my Yikar Adin. So it would come out what would be if the Talmid Chacham was not Mekayim the Mitzvah of Oina Friday night? Then they would be Mechuyiv to do it a different time. Right? According to the Tosfos Yom Tov, it comes out that if the Talmid Chacham did not... What happened here? Was not Mekayim the Mitzvah, Leil Shabbos, then he would be Mechuyiv a different time because the Chiyuv is once a week. The Talmid Chacham choose Friday night, but if they didn't, they would have to make it up. That's the Shita of Tosfos Yom Tov that the Hafla points out. Nira de Ratzolaymer de Lahachi loy nakat pamachas b'Shabbos, like by donkey drivers. Now, in other words, like this. You know why the Mishnah didn't say Talmid Chacham once a week? It's because not once a week, they do it Friday night. But the fact that they didn't say Dafka Friday night, that means Meikar Hadin, it's once a week. V'nafkamina dimhoya oynas below Shabbos dimechuyev l'kayim oynasoy b'chol. V'zehu deka'amar me'er of Shabbos l'er of Shabbos. So that's a nafkamina according to the Tosfos Yom Tov. Meikar Hadin, meaning according to the Ran, actually, if it's not Friday night, it doesn't have to be made up. Because it could be without Rishus for 30 days and maybe 2 years. But the way the Tosfos Yom Tov understands the Rambam, the Ikar Chiyuv is once a week, the preference is Friday night, but if not, it has to be made up. However, there's an interesting Chidah. Amazingly, the Chidah brings down the Ran, that the reason the Mishnah doesn't say the dinner Talmid Chacham, because if they're involved in the learning, they're pater. The Maharam Shiv says because they're tzanua b'tashmish. The Karban Nisano says it's marumas in chamorim. Says the Chida meleil Shabbos leil Shabbos. Ha denaka meleil Shabbos leil Shabbos. V'loy ka'amar oynes hamachacham b'leil Shabbos l'hoyrois de'enoy rashoy l'hoysef. Kach kasa b'sefer ataras l'kenim. That the tamachacham is now to add. V'efshur d'b'chlal zeh, now the chidah says in nafkamina mamish against the hafla. She'im hoyalei oynes b'leil Shabbos achas Einoy chayev l'shalim b'toch shavua ki oynoson einoy ela milei l'shabbos l'shabbos v'mnenas ba'achas mil shabbos yamtin alel shabbos acheras v'chein kotzav el yaraba b'shem harav oylas tamid v'hu mistapik b'davar the oylas tamid is mesupik v'li nira l'dina k'rav oylas tamid, especially according to the Zayar. Bottom line is, the Mishnah Berurah and the Be'er Halacha comes out not like any of this. And the Mishnah Berurah and the Be'er Halacha says, Talmid Chacham today have a din of a payal, which is not once a week, which is more than that, which is twice. That's the recommendation of the Chafetz Chaim and the Be'er Halacha. But anyway, it comes out that there are four mahalchim here in the sugya. In terms of why the Mishnah did not say, Oynas Talmid Chacham, the Maram Shiv says, it's just out of modesty. The Ran says, because Bechlal, it's not Mechuyev, there's no Chiyev once a week. The Talmid Chacham, if he's involved in learning, is Pater. Pnei Yeshua says the third Pshat, that has nothing to do with the Mitzvah of Oineg. Leil Shabbos, the Leil Shabbos, is a din in Oineg Shabbos, it's not a din in Ishos. Tosfos Yom Tov says, no, the Iker's Man is once a week, Friday night is the preference, if it's not fulfilled then, there's a chiyuv tashlumen. The chidah says there's no chiyuv tashlumen. Once we're on the topic, I wasn't going to talk about it, but here we're still a little bit early. I want to just share one more thing with you. The question is, Oina is a mitzvah d'oraisa, so why don't you make a bracha? Yeah? That's the kasha the Ran. So the Ran says, well, we know you have to make a bracha of Oivar Lasiyasan. And if you can do it Oivar Lasiyasan, it's Lo Yir Bechar Vazdavar, you can't make a bracha. Rabbi Yaakov Emden has an amazing chiddush. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, you're mechuyev to make a bracha. He said, what? You have to make which bracha? Hamapil. Say in Hamapil, Usahim Yitasi Shleima Lefanecha. Comes out according to Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Yidavka are supposed to say the Kriya Shema Amita and the Hamapil before. Because the Hamapil is a Birchas HaMitzvah on the Chiyav Dairais of Oina. That's Rabbi Yaakov Emden in the Sefer Amudei Shamayim. Because Pashtos is, it would have to be after. But Rabbi Yaakov Emden's Chiddush is before, and not only before, it dafka has to be before because it's a Berachas HaMitzvah on the Mitzvah of Oina. Rabbi Yisai, have a great day.
Before
the Takana that they have to go to the mikvah before learning
the
Tashmish. So it's hard, we don't understand why dafka Friday night. Not everyone goes to the mikvah on Shabbos. I mean, Takanas Ezra is also for Kriya Shema, no? I mean, not everyone goes to a hot mikvah on Shabbos, right? But everyone agrees you're allowed to go to a cold mikvah. No?
Esther, you see, that everyone used to go to the mikvah on Shabbos. At least tell me that part.
A cold mikvah? Yeah, I think a hot mikvah is a shayla. Whether it's rechitz, you know. I mean, what, after Ezra's takana? According to Ezra's takana, I guess, yeah. Yeah. Where they were makbid not to learn, yeah. No. Okay. Have a good day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.